of prayer gets denied by a court. So the lawmakers who think it's ridiculous are defending the concept of a day of prayer, fair or foul. We're going to talk about that one. Also, the ash cloud that left could be back in the form of another volcanic threat. Were you planning any trips out there, America? Were you saving all the pennies for a couple of years? You know, that happens. People go with groups, and they aren't necessarily rich people, just average middle-class people who save up to go to Italy or to Paris or to wherever, and they can get a relatively cheap trip. Wouldn't it just be terrible timing? And a lot of them happen in the spring if the volcano erupted right in the middle of all of that. And sadly, that's the problem now with people still trying to get back to their destinations with 4, 5, 6 days of backup. Boy, you could be waiting around for a very long time, just doing whatever you can to wait in the lines and get the flights changed. And even when you try to do that over the phone lines I heard were just jammed up. You couldn't even get through when you were trying to make the changes. So people were afraid to leave the airports. That's why some of them even slept on the airport floors at Heathrow and all the other spots, because they wanted to be able to jump up and change the ticket. You know, it's not like you're at the butcher shop and you take a number. Oh, that's right. You had that first flight out and it was canceled 5 days ago. No, it's you first come, first serve is what I heard. And I don't know if that's all the airlines across the board, but British Airways was that way. And ooh, that's rough. Wait, but I was here 5 days ago and I couldn't just sleep here for 5 days. I had to go to a hotel. I've got my kids with me. Didn't matter. So it's going to get maybe worse for some people if this other volcano erupts. I'll give you the skinny on it. Actually, we can pronounce this one, so it's a little bit better than the Icelandic volcano that everybody butchered, me included. I mean, forget it. I don't even want to take another stab at it. It's a volcano in Iceland that exploded and sent up a horrific ash cloud. Planes couldn't go through it because, as it was explained to me, it would be like shards of glass covering the plane and then ultimately blocking the windshield in the front for the pilots. It could be disastrous. Well, it's Barack Obama's turn to say this wasn't a big disaster because there was no heads up. The president says the SEC didn't give any kind of a heads up whatsoever on Goldman Sachs. Now, this whole back and forth on financial reform is starting to get hotter, I think, than originally it was designed. Originally, it seemed like it was going to be a little bit more cut and dried. Now, it's become a wild feast. It's like a food fight on the Hill, from what I hear, in the Senate. Yeah, it gets through one panel, but barely. And there are a lot of people that want to knock it down, those people being mostly on the GOP side of things. So the president comes out and says categorically that the SEC never discussed fraud charges against Goldman Sachs with the White House in advance. They never did it, that they're just an independent agency that we don't have, that we have no day-to-day control, period, and they didn't tell us anything about it. There was no heads up. There was nothing in advance. The president is also saying that a new value-added tax on Americans is still on the table, showing some more openness to the idea than the people around him have said in the last couple of days. Now, a value-added tax would be similar to a national sales tax. It would be paid at some of the steps of the supply chain, in other words. Great. You know that the SEC filed those civil fraud charges against Goldman on Friday, and now it looks like the CEO of Goldman is probably going to go on the Hill and testify. That's what happens. The headlines get ugly, and time for the walk up to the Hill so I can defend this whole thing. Senator Orrin Hatch had some choice words for the president.
Well, number one, we don't want this to be a bailout bill, another bailout bill, because we don't believe that we should be doing bailouts unless it's the most stringent possible difficulties, and we shouldn't be sucking it to the taxpayers like we should. Secondly, where are Fannie and Freddie? Where's Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? They're not part of this. Thirdly, they want a consumer protection group in here that would be in the Federal Reserve, another layer of bureaucracy. Look, the small banks throughout the country, the small businesses throughout the country didn't cause these problems, and yet they would be saddled with an awful lot of the costs. How do you wind down if you do have a business that goes out of whack? How do you wind it down? This bill turns it over to the FDIC, which is not as capable of winding it down as our bankruptcy courts are. There are a number of things. I don't know of a Republican who doesn't want to have a good financial regulatory reform bill. We all want that. I think the fact that they're moving towards getting that $50 billion out is a positive, but the president really hasn't wanted that. I know Secretary Geithner hasn't wanted that, and that's just been put in there by Democrats. I just hope they're not doing what they did in the health care bill. That is, consult with us and then reject every basic suggestion that we made, some of which would have made that health care bill so much better than it was. So these are some of the concerns we have.
Well,
plus, we know that it's going to cost an arm and a leg, too.
Yeah, cost an arm and a leg. Speaking of that, I was talking about the value-added tax. The Senate voted 85-13 last week for the non-binding sense of the Senate resolution, as they call it, that calls a tax, that kind of a tax, a massive tax increase that's going to cripple families on fixed incomes. And that's exactly what's going to happen. And that pushes back the economy, right? Now, for days, Robert Gibbs, that flack, and the rest of them have said that the president has not proposed and is not considering the value-added tax. Now, suddenly, it's a different story. So the White House is communicating that they're not considering that. In Europe, that's common. A lot of European countries do have that. They tax the value that is added along the way in the production of certain commodities. That's the best way to describe it that I think you can understand. And when CNBC asked the president whether he could see one, he said, I know there's been a lot of talk around Washington lately about it, and it's something that's worked for other countries. It's something that would be novel for the United States. Now, here we go again. No, 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 no. We're not going to do it. Whoops. Maybe I need to think about this first before we decide to completely throw it out. So I think they're edging toward this. All I can say is, listen, you're going to have a jar somewhere. You're going to have another bank account or wherever you put your money and put it aside because, who knows what your taxes are going to look like when it's all said and done with some of these reforms that are going on. So wouldn't that just be a kick in the pants if because of financial reform, we all end up paying out through the nose? And yeah, there's a chance, and it really is somebody who's on a fixed, if you're on a fixed income, imagine that. I mean, this is it. You've killed yourself, you've worked, you're at the end of the line, it's time for the gold watch and the sun sets and the kicking back and the relaxing with the grandkids or whatever. It's not being so worried that you don't have enough money. I mean, God bless my grandfather, 93-year-old John Fitzgerald, who died a couple of weeks ago. Every time I talked to him on the phone, he was smart as a tack, smartest guy I ever knew in my life, period. And I honestly, what he would tell me on the phone, how are you, what are you talking about, all this kind of stuff. But every single time he'd say, do you have enough money? Are you putting money away? Why? Because he paid attention to what was going on, and he said, I don't know how the next generations are going to be able to live. And, honestly, it's not fear-mongering, but you throw all these taxes into the hopper, we aren't going to be able to breathe. Immigration reform, we're talking about it next.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Walks barely down the street with the brick pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway is a bullet's rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
And the ACLU would like to see another one bite the dust, and that is Arizona with their new immigration law. It isn't quotes official yet because the governor has to sign it. She's going to sign it. There's not any hitch in that. But what the premise is, and I've said this now a couple of times, but just in case you're not in on it, in Arizona, and they've got some pretty tough immigration laws. What they're going to do now is the cops can actually, if they suspect somebody's in the country illegally, boom, we got you. And the ACLU is saying this is outrageous because you'll have to racially profile. What about people with accents? Can you imagine? How are these police officers going to be able to do this? What kind of training are they going to get? And then from Mexico, they cry out and reach out and say it's outrageous as well, that this should not happen. How can you do this to Mexican nationals? I think about 2,000 of us should go to Mexico, plant ourselves there, and decide that we're gonna live here, and let's see how long it lasts. The problem is, I guess other than the drug industry, I don't know that we would make very much money. But, I mean, all kidding aside, this is ridiculous. I mean, this is ridiculous. Bravo to Arizona. I think it's gonna get shot down in the courts, but now this is going to be taken up once again in our nation's capital. I don't think there's going to be any kind of immigration reform on the books by the end of the year, but there's going to be a lot of hot air coming out of D.C. in that direction, that general direction, without a doubt. Mark in New York. Oh, I bet he is salivating at the prospect of talking about this. Hey, Mark.
Oh.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the buzz from the phone. I'm sorry. I just think that the people of Arizona are fed up and they just want something done about the rancher and the cops.
Yes.
And everyone else. And that's not only Arizona, it's spilling across the border and all of the border states because the federal government refuses to do what the Constitution instructs them to do, secure the security and liberty and the safety of the American people. So it's not an overreaction. I'm not surprised that La Raza and the ACLU and the rest of them are saying this, and nor am I surprised at Cardinal Maloney, because he's looking at the collection box. As you know, most of these people coming over, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, are of the Catholic faith, and the Catholics bring in $200 million a day of tithes from people. So Mahoney, you know, they're always screaming about separation of church and state. Well, stay out of the state of Arizona's business, because unless you want to go down there and comfort the families of victims of crime and everything else, then stop it. But he's part of La Raza's plan to take back the Reconquista of the Southwest. And that is what's going to bring us to what I've always been telling you about, the breakup of the country. So they have a right. The people have a demanding of the legislature in California, try to do something here. And you got other special interests that want to tear us, just simply want to use it to tear us apart without giving a reason for, you know, why can't you help? Why can't Mexico, who's one of the richest men in the world, lives in Mexico? Why can't the people and that corrupt government do something about it? Like, and it hasn't just been because of the drugs, although it's been that for, like that way for many years. It goes back hundreds of years in that country. Instead of 2,000, how about 2 million of us? Just let us just have Mexico's immigration system. Let us have it the same that they have. You know how brutal it is when you try to go down there and settle. They'll just kick you out at the point of a gun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what works for them could work for us, and that's just one topic. And if I could, I know I should just shut up and go on, but there's something that's been bothering the living hell out of me, Kate. I heard when I talked about South Park last night and Bill Clinton, you know, how he mentioned how the Tea Party and this Patriot movement is going to lead to terrorism and threats of like that. And what I didn't get to say was, well, Mr. Clinton, the Islamist over in Europe or wherever that website was, they threatened it. They threatened death, basically, to the creators of South Park. There is an actual threat on the website, not from a Tea Party, but from an Islamic group. Where are you, Mr. Clinton?
Yeah.
You're saying nothing to a threat that's actually probably going to be carried out, God forbid, against the creators of South Park. And I was just wondering, I'm like, you know, you're so two-faced. You're conjuring up threats about Tea Party and right-wing militias, and actual threats are there, and you say nothing. And you say nothing because you're afraid, just like at Fort Hood. You're afraid of the Muslims. You are part of the UKIPA group who has business in United Arab Emirates. Look it up, America. Your wife is a Secretary of State, is a conflict of interest. She shouldn't even be in the part of the office where she is. That's why you're doing it, Mr. Clinton, because you're a punk. And let me stay on Bill Clinton. I heard something on shortwave radio, a pastor by the name of Rick Wiles. He said, I don't know if you know this, but that Dick Morris had slipped and said that if Bill Clinton didn't renominate her for the attorney general, that she would come clean about Oklahoma City. I'm sorry, about Waco, Texas. About Waco. So he slipped and said that if Janet Reno wasn't reappointed, she would come clean about Waco. Now there have been, I saw a DVD where it said that the Delta Force that he signed off on shot at people trying to escape from the back of Waco. I've seen the tape, Kate. Now I'm not talking about conspiracies. I'm talking about Clinton being responsible for the murder of American citizens. And Rick, I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous here. Dick Morris came out and said it. Now, there was also some part.
Wow, where did Morris say this? I mean, you know, he's all over Fox.
He said it was on Fox News.
Yeah.
Janet Reno would come out about Bill Clinton and Waco. And now, you always told me that, you know, with the birth certificate, oh, it's conspiracy. Wait a minute. Dick Morris slipped and said that. This tape said that Bill Clinton signed off on having Delta Force kill American citizens, and that brings up the death of Vince Foster in Marcy Park, and also, remember Sandy Berger stealing the stuff from the National Archives?
Sure, sure.
What
yeah.
did he steal? We'll never know. Was, yeah. did the fellow that was killed in Marcy Park, I just said his name, I forgot it.
Vince Foster.
Did he have some information about Waco? So was Janet Reno telling the truth? You see, it takes years, maybe 10, 15, 20 years, America, but I'm not crazy, and neither are the other people that want to know answers to these questions about everything else. You know, it just goes on and on and on.
I agree. It's interesting, Mark. Thanks. I agree with the Sandy Berger stuff. I remember vividly, I'm sure Mark even called in that night talking about what was it, how convenient was that, what did he skip away with, you know, when he took things out of the archives, what was it that he walked away with that we'll never, ever, ever know. And there have been a lot of theories about Waco, things that people don't know, and, you know, what is it, what was really ordered there, and I don't think it's a conspiracy to say that Janet Reno definitely had a strong arm over over the administration in getting them to not whisk her away, not shove her off into the corner. Certainly I agree with that. And the other thing that Mark said is, if there is something more sinister, and whatever the, whether it's, you know, a lot of people still seem to think that they offed Vince Foster. I'm not one of those, but whatever it is, if it's going to come out, it's going to be way down the line, way down the line. So people that have tried to tread there and they haven't been able to come up with the hardcore stuff, I mean, where they could tie it together with the evidence. I'm talking about real journalists who tried to pursue that, who tried to tie that all up, and they could only come up with the theories and some of the things that had been suggested. But imagine if someone were able to, especially with the Waco thing, knock something down much more significantly there. Never know what we're going to talk about here on ATN. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We're talking about a whole bunch of things. It's a panoply of treasures, including immigration. Always a hot button issue, to be sure. Sadly, you know, I know there are a lot of things that we say over and over and over again on these airwaves, and I hate that. I hate sounding like a broken record. The bottom line is you can never look to the past. You have to look to the future, but what a blunder, the fact that laws that were on the books were never enforced, and this is the legacy that's left, the nonsense that has to be cleaned up, and the bitter fights that ensue over places like Arizona, where you're talking about gangs are overrunning some of the suburbs. I mean, it's not conjured up. It's for real. They have a serious gang problem, drugs being carted in, free lanes basically open to human traffickers who are taking people across the border, and not enough Border Patrol agents that could possibly stop everything that's happening there. This is why the people in Arizona, like Mark said, it's true, they've blown their top. They've had enough. And there's massive pressure to do something. And whether it's, you know, the governor who's been screaming for a long time, for the past year, loudly to try to get some help, and it always falls on deaf ears. So now the state government decided to take things in their own hand. In their own hands. Who can blame them? 800-259-5791. Meet you with your thoughts on the flip side.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type, and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
So all 435 House seats are up for grabs, along with 36 of the 100 Senate seats. Now what's interesting is tackling immigration during an election year, a non-presidential election year in November. I'll tell you what, there are obviously politicians who want to tiptoe around it and others who want to dive right in depending on who their constituents are. That's what the deal is. Like Harry Reid, the senator from Nevada, is looking to win a fifth term. But he has a huge uphill battle. He would love to push for the immigration reform because, you know, this is his territory. A lot of people would back up probably what he would push for, things that have already been discussed. And it is his fifth 6-year term in the Senate if he were to be reelected. And he's definitely somebody who's on the bubble. So we're talking about immigration and the illegal problem, and ultimately, where is it going to end up? I think the ACLU ends up winning their deal when they take it to court once it becomes official in Arizona. So I don't know how long the police officers will be patrolling and actually rounding up people who are in the country illegally. You could throw in your 2 cents on this or any of the stuff we've talked about, like financial reform, etc. 800-259-5791. Kate is always happy to be the skipper of this rocky ship tonight. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. I'm sorry. Last night you threw me off by asking me what state I was in. I was just kind of like, what? So, no, I just real quick, I leave in the afternoon from Wyoming, go down to Utah with the product, and then I come have a 4-hour layover, and I come back at night. So sometimes when I call you, I'm in Wyoming, and sometimes when I call you, I'm in Utah.
Ah. But that's fine.
That's why I know what's going on down. You look on the map, you see where Rock Springs is. That's
sure.
That's where I start out at. And big mining town / natural gas. And but anyway though, hey, first of all, how is the ACLU involved when this doesn't involve Americans? And that what it stands for, American Civil Liberties Union. And these are people from another country. They're not Americans.
Touche, I agree, but they don't, it doesn't matter. I mean, the ACLU is always there to defend pedophiles and various other people, yes.
Well, you know, call them the World Civil Liberties Union. I mean, get it straight, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, you know what, Don, to be honest, the ACLU, they have done some good things in the past, but now it's like ridiculous, and you prove that point because they stretch it beyond these strange boundaries. I agree.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, Mark brought up Bishop Mahoney and the Cardinal Mahoney and the Catholic Church, because, you know, that's one of the, don't get me wrong, Kate, Mexican food is my favorite food. I love Mexico. I go down there about every other year, you know. But the biggest problem they have down there is, you know, Catholic Church says no birth control. There's too many of them. You know, and the average little horny Mexican man sits there and goes to have sex with his girlfriend or wife, and they go, he'd be like, oh, well, I can't use a condom because that's a sin. So, you know, it's their cop-out, and in fact, we're sitting, unfortunately, next to a country, and that goes throughout all of the Latino world, not just Mexico, that, you know, they don't believe in birth control, and so, you know, most people here, I think, for the most part in the United States, you know, when they're, you know, children are planned, not the way Planned Parenthood is by aborting them, but I mean, you know, you discuss, hey, you know, you realize the cost that it's going to be to have a child. Wait a second.
Wait, Don, let me stop you there. Did you say most of the babies are planned in America, Don?
What?
Did you say that?
What I mean is people know, they recognize the cost, you know.
Right, and you hope, but there's a lot of children that aren't planned. But I understand where you're going with that. The fact that it's a third world country and the amounts of the Catholicism, so not practicing any kind of birth control. Yeah, I agree. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. So, you know, but in any case, but as for, you know, I was thinking about something the other day. Can you tell me about what you think about this? Because, you know, we were talking last week or so ago about this deal in Arizona. What would happen if all of the people south of our border were pitch white, just like gringos here in the United States?
Mm.
You know, I mean, think about it. How would you be able to pull somebody over, you know? So there is a point as to, you know, the racial profiling, but I think Arizona's just upset that, you know, that's one of the problems and why I don't believe in big government, why I cannot stand federal government for the most part, is the fact that, you know, the states are waiting for them to do something, and the federal government says, no, the states need to do it. Mm-hmm. It's just this big argument, you know, and they just don't, and then nothing gets done. And
right.
That's what's been the issue with this immigration issue, is that, you know, the federal government's not doing hardly anything about it because it's too much of a political hot potato, and, you know, and you end up losing votes, et cetera, out of that. And so, you know, it's nothing gets done. So Arizona goes and does something themselves and says, look, we got to do something ourselves. And now it's like, oh, now, whoa, it's going to end up at the Supreme Court because the feds have to get involved now because it might be violations of rights. And I'm just, you know, I'm shaking my head. There's just a bet, you know, I just think somebody would just get some guts to just say, hey, look, you know, we're going to send them a cane, and they must be listening to your program because I've been screaming for years, Kate, for them to put troops down on the border to close off that border, and McCain and another senator are trying to get the president to do that. And then don't just say, okay, we close the border off, nobody can come here. Give them a $500,000 work visas a year or something like that. Let people come up, a massive amount of them come up here, but do it legally.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's getting to a point where people come across that border and they don't think they're breaking the law doing it.
I agree.
They're hiding and trying to get away with it, you know?
I agree.
So, hey, gotta skip to something else. You heard about this explosion on this rig off of Louisiana there?
Yes, they can't find the guys is the latest that I heard.
I'll bet you they were incinerated, you know. I mean, that's,
oh, that's what I thought
pretty,
too, yeah.
You know, but
11
you know,
of them. 11.
Yeah. it's so sad, but they know it's a dangerous work, you know.
Yeah.
And just like those poor guys who lost their lives in that coal mine, although that coal mine should have never been opened until they can ventilate the thing, right? But you know, interesting thing is, of course, you remember just about about a month ago or so, Obama opened up the offshore drilling off of Virginia, et cetera. And so, of course, now you're going to hear these wonderful little kumbaya, greenhouse people or whatever, Greenpeace people coming out saying, see, this is why we can't have these offshore, because they'll blow up and cause all this pollution, or they'll leak and get oil into the water or whatever and kill all the fish, you know. And the thing that gets me about them, Kate, is think about this. Where in the world do they think electricity comes from? I mean, they look up in the sky and see an electric boat and go, oh, that's where electricity comes from? Is that what they think? I mean,
yeah.
I'm shaking my head like, don't you people get it? You know, it has to be generated somehow. You know, energy, power, electricity, you know, automobiles, et cetera. I mean, they got no problem themselves. Remember Al Gore sitting there running his big thing, and then his house has got like a $2,000 electric bill or something like that.
Yeah, crazy.
I mean, it just shakes my head for them to be hypocrites and point their finger at something. And, you know, if anything, be more positive. Let's try to make changes, et cetera, you know. And one last thing. We got to get to this last thing I want to share with you. NFL draft tomorrow. Why in the world are they doing it on a Thursday? I mean, I used to remember.
I agree.
I thought it was always on a Saturday because I liked watching it, you know, and I got time during the week. I work, you know, and so anyway, NFL draft. Sounds like Sam Bradford's going to go top pick. No.
Yeah, he's going number one, I think, for sure.
You know, and he's a fantastic quarterback.
Absolutely.
He doesn't get hurt, you know, again. And, of course, he had his shoulder surgically repaired, so hopefully that'll work out. But you've heard this thing on Big Ben got a suspension there for 6 games in Pittsburgh. And, you know, of course, you heard what the story from the girl side came forward. And then, you know, this guy, here's the thing, Kate, and I'm gonna one-up my Cowboys on this, by the way. Because, you know, the Cowboys used to be a respectable organization until Jerry Jones bought it. And,
right, and then they started to do some crazy things, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was permitting the drugs and all that stuff
sure.
going on, and the image just went down the tube. But I have to admit, you know, even though it turns my gut inside to say this, that the Rooney family has always been a class act. And, you know, I don't know how Roethlisberger didn't catch this from the beginning when he started playing for them in Pittsburgh, but, you know, they just don't put up with this kind of stuff.
No.
I mean, they just sent Santonio Holmes packing because, you know, and they're actually trying to shop Roethlisberger around for some top picks. And I'm just like, whoa, I mean, this guy just won 2 Super Bowls for you, you know. But they don't care. They're just,
yeah.
you know, they're just to a point to where their image is more important to them than winning games. And I just love that family. And I'll never root for the Steelers, but, you know, so.
I know, I agree with you. I mean, Roethlisberger, what a dummy. Now here he is again in the middle of this 20-year-old girl, the alleged assault in the Georgia bar. Ridiculous, and good for Roger Goodell that he ended up suspending him for the 6 games. He should have been suspended. And here's a guy who wasn't even charged with anything and he was suspended, but hey, he violated the NFL code of conduct. So this is a good thing, I think, for the league, and I think he deserved to get that, and I think the Rooneys, if they can get him out of there, he'll be gone. You're right. I mean, they're shopping him to even the Raiders. There was a big conversation about that, but I don't know that it'll happen, but I think they're trying.
Oh, and it's the size of his contract, too. A lot of the teams around the league, they
yeah,
don't have the money that the Steelers have. But, you know, the interesting thing is, and of course, you know, this did happen down, and I'm not ripping on the South, you know, but let's face it, Kate, women down in the South don't have the same rights as, say, a woman in the North, or, you know, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, the guy's word kind of takes, you know, first place versus the woman's word down in the South. But anyway, though, so, yeah, hey, this will be fun, this draft, by the way.
It'll be fun to watch it. We're out of time. Thanks, Don. Wow, do you already said about women in the South? Stay with us.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400% better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at ResearchedHerbs.com. Products at ResearchedHerbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at ResearchedHerbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. ResearchedHerbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Tonight, Queen Elizabeth turns 84 years old. They published some new photos of Britain's queen as a baby. They're going on display at Windsor Castle. It's part of the celebration to mark the monarch's 84th birthday. Boy, it seems like she's been around forever. I thought she was a little bit older than 84. So Charles may have to wait for a very long time to actually snag that position that he's been hoping that he'll get, to be crowned the King of England. I'm not saying he's wishing for his mother's death, but I'm sure the prospect of being king is, let's just say, more than intriguing to him. I guess that's a good way to put it. How about that? All right, we thought we were dealing with just one volcano, the one we can't pronounce in Iceland that has created so many problems for many of the travelers who are still trying to make their way back to the United States and other parts of the world. Now comes word of yet another possibility of volcano number two, the Katla volcano, the threat of a new and even bigger eruption, a bigger ash cloud. Yes, it's true. It would be 10 times stronger. That's what scientists say. And shoot higher and larger plumes of ash into the air than the smaller neighbor, which has already, as I mentioned, brought the airline travel across Europe to pretty much a standstill for 5 days. And there's still going to be more delays for the next couple of days, even though things are clearing up. What's interesting is the two volcanoes are side by side in southern Iceland. That's about 12 miles apart. And they're supposed to be or thought to be connected by a network of magma channels. And it's buried. This volcano stuff is fascinating. It's buried under ice about 550 yards thick. So it's one of the largest. See, the glacier there is one of Iceland's largest. So that means it has more than twice the amount of ice that the current eruption has burned through. So this could be a bigger aviation standstill if, in fact, that happens. I guess that the volcano Katla, typically, they say, awakens every 80 years or so. It last exploded in 1918 and is slightly overdue. Oh, bummer. Just make sure that you call the airlines if you have any plans to go abroad, just to play it safe. Pay attention to America Tonight and your local news shows so you know if there have been any kind of, let's just say, explosions, eruptions, volcanic eruptions that might affect your travel. John McCain clears up some controversial remarks. The senator raised just $50. This was a strange story. I'll explain. When initially I saw the headline, I was like, $50? What are you kidding me? Raised $50 for what? And, of course, McCain is embroiled in a very deep, deep challenge. And I thought it was related to McCain. But what McCain was trying to clear up, it wasn't related to McCain. Just somehow it came out that way. It was reported on Crawls. I happened to see it on one of the cable stations' Crawls, and I thought that doesn't make any sense. But what McCain was trying to clear up the controversy was actually comments he made about Arizona and the immigration law and the fact of this is now becoming such a big story. And McCain made an inference that illegal aliens were causing disasters on the roads intentionally, but it seemed like that came out in one interview, but he did another interview. So fast forward to interview number two, and I think it was on MSNBC. And what he was talking about is that they've had 64 pursuits where illegals were failing to yield to lights or sirens, as other people would hopefully do, and pull to the side of the road. So they were causing serious traffic hazards. They've caused wrecks, running red lights, and so the officers and stuff are being thrown in harm's way because the illegals are trying to get away, and so they're not heeding any of the lights or any of the stuff. That's why they've had problems in those pursuits. So that was the remark, intentionally causing accidents. It's all in the semantics, Senator McCain, as he's well aware of, no question. All right, one last one, and then we'll jump to the phone line. So if you're hanging there in the balance, trust me, I'm going to get you, I promise. Okay, $40 in the first quarter. We're talking about Senator John Ensign. That's all he raised. And remember, he got into the fray of the affair with the friend's wife, and I guess it's hurt him. So for the campaign fundraising, that's it. I've never ever heard of that. I've never heard of a re-election campaign just getting $50 in contributions. That was one single donor. Now remember, a lot of the Republicans wanted Ensign to resign, and he's now facing serious pressure to do that because his personal problems are going to affect his party in the polls, I'm sure, in November. Yeah. $50. I think if I ran, I could raise a little more than $50. That tells you something. And one donor. All right, quickly, let's jump to it. Betty is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Betty, how are you? Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Kate, how are you this evening?
Good, how are you?
Well, fine. I think I've got part of the problem solved for Mexico. That is, we make the horizontal mambo illegal.
No more sex in Mexico.
That's it. We're done.
I gotcha.
Well, I think the, I'm sure these laws that Arizona is passing will be challenged in the court. But do you think they could be overruled?
The ACLU is going to get a lot of Latino groups stirred up, the La Rosas, et cetera, who are furious. And I hope they get overturned, because bravo to Arizona for not taking any crap and taking matters into their own hands. And they've had to do that all along. So it may be this law will be enacted and it'll start to be enforced. By the time it gets through the courts, even if it's a hurry-up process, it will take a little while. So we'll see how evidence-wise it plays out. Maybe there's a thin chance that the ACLU doesn't win this one, but there is some precedence that they'll stand on, and it'll be the liberties and all that other stuff, even though I think it was Don who made the point, American civil liberties. So the people that are here illegally aren't Americans.
Well, I guess another question I have for you is, can the ACLU get an injunction until it hits the Supreme Court?
Not right away, but they could eventually, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. They could do that, and that's what they'll try to do, because they've done that in other cases. They have great lawyers, there's no question. They'll use every legal trick in the book they can, sure.
Well, I would hope that, you know, it could stay on the books. One of the things that we're not doing, Kate, is we just need to find, F-I-N-E, the hell out of these employers that employ these people.
I agree.
We've never enforced that. There is a system that they check Social Security numbers. That's not always 100% accurate, of course. But until we really start putting a lot of pressure on them, it's not going to help.
I agree. And that should have been done a long time ago, Dale. You and I both know during the Reagan years, that was in the books. That was on the books. They could have enforced this, and they didn't. Turned a blind eye, and this is what we end up with. Many more people come across than you could shake a stick at, who are making a lot more money than some of the Americans in some cases, and that's part of the problem, too. Dale, thanks as always. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 800-259-5791. Let's go out to Chris in Missouri. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Kate. I heard somewhere on the radio last night that there was like 1,200 calls that was for the immigration bill that was passed in Arizona, and like 1,200, 10, basically 10 to 1, against it. Every poll since even before 9/11, nationally, I mean, that we've all said, told lawmakers to do something about this illegal immigration, and I was just kind of wondering who's calling in. Can these people that's calling and complaining about this immigration bill, can they even vote?
Ta-da! And that is the answer. Who are the people that are calling in? I mean, that's a high call volume. I'd love to know as well, because I can't believe that. Trust me, Democrat, Republican, conservative, take any label you want, and pretty much what I've heard from the peanut gallery for the last 4 years is quite the opposite. They're upset at the problems that we're facing because of illegal immigration in this country.